This is KUT. Early voting for the March 6th primary in Texas started this week. If you plan on voting on Election Day, though, it's possible you might run into someone at your polling location with the title of election judge. Someone asked us about these election judges for our Texas Decides project. KUT's Ashley Lopez looked into how they get this job and what it entails.
Let's get one big thing out of the way here. An election judge is not an actual judge.
I'm not a judge. I'm an election judge.
This is Jenny Knapp. She's been working as an election judge in Travis County for many years now. And this means Knapp is a type of poll worker. When you go to vote, she's one of those people that greets you, gives you your ballot and an I voted sticker. And even though election judges aren't actual judges, they do settle disputes about the law at a polling location. I'll have Travis County Clerk Dana DeBeauvoir explain.
Every polling place needs a presiding officer, somebody to rule if there's any sort of question or dispute, something that needs a tiebreaker, and the presiding judge for the polling place does that.
Jenny Knapp says in her capacity as an election judge, she takes this seriously.
I have the total authority to enforce the laws of the election. And if I have any problem, then I call the elections office. If the voter is not happy with that, I refer them to the Secretary of State's office.
DeBeauvoir says election judges also maintain law and order in a polling place.
The law does allow them for that one day to have some powers of a judicial officer. They can maintain peace in the polling place, and that allows them to ask people to leave and to summon law enforcement, and no one else can do that.
But ultimately, election judges are in charge of running a polling location. Knapp says they manage the other poll workers, make sure the site is open.
At 6 a.m., the poll workers, the clerks, and I get there. We take our oath of office, and then we start setting up the equipment and doing our paperwork and getting ready for the first voter to come in.
Election judges work long hours on election day. They are the first people to get to a polling place and the last people to leave. During early voting, by the way, these folks are called deputies and they're hired by the county elections office. But election judges who work on election day are actually appointed by political parties. Folks like Cindy Flint with the Travis County Democratic Party are in charge of finding election judges. In fact, when I first called Flint this week, that's what she was doing.
So it is that magic time of year. The Democratic primary is upon us, and that's one of our primary responsibilities, is to have election judges at all of the polling places.
The way this works is whatever party won the governor's race in that particular precinct, that party gets to choose the election judge for that polling location. So Flint says every 2 years, she, as well as the county Republican Party, sends out requests and appoints people.
But, you know, gosh darn, it isn't as easy as it sounds, hiring 750 people to work 14 hours on a Tuesday in March.
And while it's hard work, she says those polling locations do eventually get staffed.
It is, as I say, just the work of the angels and civic duty priceless that what the election workers do for all of us so we can have an opportunity to cast our votes.
It'll take more than 1,000 people to run the primary on election day in Travis County alone. And these election judges will be among those making it happen. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.